I'm back in my village in Turkey. We used to come here for 2 months a year. It's 4 in the morning. I'm roaming around on my own and try to remember. I know the smell. The most wonderful smell. It smells like childhood. Like these streets I once ran about on, full of hope. One day is written on a wall. The letters are blurred like my memories. One day. One day. I wanted to know what home is. I try to remember. I know this smell. I grew up in a typical guest worker apartment in Vienna. The apartment was too small, so we spent a lot of time in the courtyard. And every now and then my father would take us with him to work. He was a building tinsmith and worked on roofs. I can clearly remember how excited I was about Vienna when I saw it from above for the first time. This city was huge. Or we were really small back then. I remember. I know this smell. Up there on the roof, the city, for the first time, smelled like home. I know home as a smell, not as a place. I smell home in different places and times. In places I have never been before. I try to remember when I began to love this city. How much we forget when we leave no space for memories. How much we suppress, how much we destroy. How much we erase from ourselves. Aren't memories our existence? Aren't they like an archive? When I wrote my master's thesis about rap, migration, and education, I looked for books about people who motivated me to make music. They were nowhere to find, except in my story, even though they changed my life. People are forgotten. They do not exist when you don't write their stories down, tell them, pass them on. I try to remember. I fell in love with this city on a Monday. I was standing in front of the Academy of Fine Arts, sitting on the stairs, uncertain what awaited me. I didn't know what art is. But for the first time, I looked at Vienna happily. Vienna was very close to me, in my thoughts and not anywhere else. Vienna listened to me, noticed me. And I was completely with Vienna and listened to Vienna. I know this smell. It reminds me of... And this moment smelled like that. I try to remember, but there are times when I run away from my memories because memories also make me afraid. Afraid that nothing has changed. How sad it is when language, for instance, does not change. But in this city, you also hear an unfiltered German, honest and authentic. For me, just as wonderful as this one certain smell. This German speaks about migration, youth, rebellion, and much more. This language is also the language I speak. So I can also write it. I can remember my first sentence. I was not even 6 years old that I learned in German. May I a piece of paper, please? I didn't need anything else back then. I had the pen with me. I have always written. I first learned to write and only then how to see. or through writing, I came to understand what I see. My first poem smells like my village. Do we just see what we know, actually, or what we are focused on? When I worked as a velo taxi, I guided tourists through Vienna and told them something about this city. Only then did I realize how many ancient gods there are in Vienna, so many statues, so many museums. I noticed them for the first time. I focused on noticing. But I have never focused on art that looks like art. I love abstract art, abstract texts, abstract souls. Because I don't try to understand what abstract things show, rather grasp what's behind them. I think I often feel abstract myself. Perhaps others can read me better this way, for I'm constantly in search of the right formulation of my identity. With 12, I was Turkish. With 16, an Austrian of Turkish descent. Beginning of my 20s, a foreigner by choice. And with 25, I called myself a Chush. Searching for the right words also changes my identity, along with my experiences and influences my artistic process. Asked about my identity today, I would say, I'm all this and in between. Paint this picture of Vienna on my own. And with this, I also paint myself so that you notice and remember me. My teacher said painting is seeing, and I see this town. I see Vienna from below and from above. I see the representatives of the past and the trailblazers to the future. I see them on the streets, in the courtyards, in the museums, on the roofs. Shame that among the many goddesses from Olympus, precisely the goddess of memory is nowhere to be found. In Vienna, the city of Freud, why isn't there a throne for Mnemosyne? Why? I want to understand this. Understanding takes time, because understanding is trust. I want to trust this city. I trust this smell. My Vienna. My village. The most wonderful smell.